This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Hello, welcome to FUBAR. Bit of a false start there with the button. How are you all? I can't hear what you're saying. I'm presuming you're all wonderful and dandy and fine. I'm here with the lovely Amanda. Hello,
hello.
Amanda.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. I'm really looking forward to the show today. How have you been?
I've been equally as looking forward to today. A little guilty pleasure. Everyone I tell I'm doing a radio show, I think they all expect me to say, yeah, it's like, you know, the top 20 charts, indie charts, or something in the vein of music related. And when I say no, it's dedicated to dating and psychics, they all go,
wow.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, and as we were just saying, doesn't feel like work, does it?
No, it doesn't, because you get to talk about what you love and you get to have free readings and learn stuff that might help you on your path in life. So,
and let's face it, we need all the help we can
get.
We
really do.
So, I know I do.
A bit hopeless sometimes, I feel. I don't think anyone could help me enough. Did you learn anything on the last show that helped you?
Did
any of our experts, our online guy?
I don't really. He was great, wasn't he? Eden.
Eden
Blackman. He had some really good tips, didn't he, about do's and don'ts
of
on the online dating. And in fact, a friend of mine I was talking to the other day, and she was on Tinder. And she was like, and she said, why do some people, especially guys, put group shots of their profile picture? And I said, I know all about that. That's, you know, that is the, one of the ones that Eden said. That's one of the cardinal sins, isn't it?
Yeah, because you don't know who the guy is.
Who is it?
They're just assuming that we know what he looks like.
And what if you fancied one of the other ones?
Yeah.
And then you were really disappointed because...
Exactly. Or what if you dated one of his friends?
Uh-oh.
So you see the group shot and you're like, oh, shagged him. He never called me back. Damn it. My friend was on Tinder and she was showing me, flicking through the pictures the other day, and some guy had a picture of him with Kelly Osbourne, and then he had a picture of him with Nick Grimshaw. And he was obviously a bit of a, as I like to call them, Shoreditch twat.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I thought to myself, don't show off like that on Tinder. It's not attractive.
It's not good, is it? And that's another thing that Eden said, wasn't it? It was just like, don't put pictures of you with a celeb on.
No, it's
don't
naff.
Put pictures, hot bikini shots of you on, things like that. It's so naff.
It's so naff. So don't do it. If you're going to do it, don't. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who's forever single and depressed about it, about what Eden was saying and about his website. And she's going to go on his website. Because I said, listen, Eden came in and he's pretty cool.
He's very cool.
Not bad looking.
Oh.
And if he was online, think of who you might meet on there.
That's a very
good point. Someone completely unlike him.
He was great, wasn't he? We'll definitely have Eden
great.
Back
so,
on
but
again.
We've got a dating comic on today, Stephen Bailey, whose whole set is based around dating and his anecdotes and his dating disasters. So I look forward to hearing what he's got to say. Have someone else share all of their dating woes and faux pas. I think I shot my load on the last show in terms of all of my dating errors. I have to go out and start dating.
I think the one where you fell asleep. That's definitely
that a
don't.
That's
a,
yeah. Don't.
That's
fall.
A don't fall asleep
unless you really listening to this show.
Yeah, especially when you listen to this show. Yeah. Who else have we got on today?
So
then
we've got Annie Jersch, who's a psychic to the stars. She has lots of celeb clients. She'll tell you, but she's known as the psychic to the stars. So she's given me a few readings before, and she's written quite a few books, and I've read one of them called Instant Intuition, and it's fantastic. And she talks about something, she's named it, she's coined this phrase, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, etheric tentacle. And it's your psychic...
Etheric tentacle.
Yeah, it's your psychic ability to tune into other people and work out what they might be thinking. And Anne can do this.
Anne can work out what other
Anne
people are thinking.
Anne has an etheric tentacle. She's smiling.
Is she going to teach us how we can get an etheric tentacle?
I want to see her tentacle.
We all want to see Anne's tentacle.
I want her to help
I
me
want
channel
to feel
mine.
Anne's tentacle.
Yeah, and hopefully she can plug into us with her tentacle.
That'll be... Even on radio, guys, that's going to work.
These are all metaphors, obviously. And then we've got Mike Carter coming on, who's a body language expert.
Mm.
He used to be a director for theatre and TV and film, and he said he learned a lot watching stuff silently about body language, and he also says he can read what people are thinking by the body language. So basically, we're going to become mind ninjas by the end of this show. We just want to know what people are really thinking when they tell you they like you. What do they really mean? Usually, in my case, the opposite.
I'm sure that's not true. Well, but doesn't Mike also, he deals with attraction as well, doesn't he? So he can tell somebody's attracted to you or not by their body language.
Exactly. Yeah. He reads all of the tells. They're called ticks. We all have ticks. So he works out what your ticks are. Would you think you've got any that you do regularly?
Oh, probably got umpteen ticks. Yeah. I would have thought so.
If you fancy someone, anything, do you like play with your hair or touch your eyebrow or... I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, I probably just giggle a lot.
Yeah, I when I get really nervous, I bite the skin around my fingers. So
nice, isn't it?
If I was on a date with someone back in the day when I was footloose and fancy free, I would sit there biting the skin.
On a date.
And sometimes I eat it or spit it out. No wonder I was single for so long, but you know when you have a nervous...
Totally.
Pit, like, it's terrible. Yeah. If I show you and you can see how stressed I am, look at that. It's gross, isn't it?
Love, you've been quite stressed this week.
I've been quite stressed
by that.
This
There's
week.
Virtually no skin there.
No, it's just lots of dried, caked blood around the chipping nail polish. I want to set the picture.
That is a date, don't.
Yeah, chipped nail polish is not allowed, especially in North London. So, shall we kick off with a song?
Yeah.
And let's get Anne on and let's bring Anne and the tentacle into the studio after this.
Giving radio the finger.
Welcome back. Amanda's got her fingers in the air. I pressed the buttons correctly.
Yeah, by Jove.
I can't believe it. Pressing a button is becoming a thing for me. When we went to the song, Amanda said, no, you just press it and lift your finger off. You just keep your finger on it. It's like working with a child, isn't it? Amanda, how do the buttons work?
How do I press the button again? I was like, you're holding your finger down for too long on that button.
Well, yeah.
But you did that brilliantly. See, she takes,
I take direction.
You're becoming an expert.
I'm talking of experts. Anne's here with us, the lovely Anne Jersch, psychic to the stars. Oh, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
We're friends. I've known Anne for a while. You've given me many a reading. We'll meet up for a coffee and I'll go, did you bring the cards? Always. We want to see you, obviously. But it's the thing that you do. For everyone listening that hasn't heard of you, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I started out reading tarot cards and I've done that forever and ever since there were dinosaurs. I've just... done that forever. I love reading cards. I still read them a lot today. And then I started working with hypnosis and past life regression. So now I read cards, but I also take people and show them their future. So I do something called future life progression.
Wow.
And it's incredible. Will you imagine?
Amanda was busy typing away. That's her attention.
It's like a meerkat.
Imagine if you could see your life in 5 years' time, who you're married to, where you live in, your work, and you could, and it gives you the benefit of hindsight. You can say, I wish I'd have gone out with that person. Oh, I wish I'd have done this. I wish I'd have gone after that job. Oh, this has been a waste of time. So that hindsight can make you create a much better future.
How do you do that?
Well, it's just the opposite of regression. I mean, we take people into the past. All I do is take people into a relaxed state, and I've got techniques to take them forward, say 5 years is a good one, and they just start to see their future. I just guide them through it.
Is it their subconscious that sees the future because we have that information within
us? We have it within
us. How does it work?
If you think of it as if we're living in some big etheric soup and all the information's just floating out there.
Oh, I love that. Etheric soup.
Yes, nice, isn't it?
Delicious.
That's a good title for a book.
It is, isn't it? Should we write that one?
Etheric soup. I'm writing that down, Anne. Okay.
But imagine, it's a bit like how telepathy works. People say, oh, that can't possibly work. There's been thousands of studies proving it works, absolutely conclusively proving. So the information's floating out there. Some people know how to tap into it. We've all had intuition, haven't we? We've all had gut feelings. We've all had that, maybe I don't fancy going there today.
And it's a hunch.
A hunch, gut feeling, yeah.
And you work on that, on the hunches.
Yeah, well, things because I do it all day. Anything you do all day, you get better at it. If I made cakes all day, I'd get better at it. You know, it's just
you wouldn't look as good as you do now, though. A lovely little fitted pair of pants. Yeah.
So I just have developed this. And what I did was I wasn't born intuitive. You know, you get people that say, oh, when I was six, I saw that.
Yeah.
Nothing. And I used to try.